Blog Talk Radio. All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. How is everybody doing? Today is the first day of the week. Here we go again. Another day, another first day of the week. Can you guys hear me? You know how to do you. If you can hear me, push one. And it's just one person, and I usually have about five people doing it, but that's okay. If you can hear me, please push one. Somebody, anybody. I don't see nobody yet. Can you hear me? All right, let's try it again. Can you hear me now? Okay, there we go. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, everybody. Well, guess what? We have a lot to discuss and not a whole lot at all. I mean, there's so much stuff going on around the world. They're protesting all over the world. They're protesting in Hong Kong. They're protesting in Tehran. They're protesting all over the place for democracy. They want to be able to live a certain way on this earth, and the people are beginning to protest. Protest, protest, protest. Because the one thing they're protesting about is that they shot that plane down. They're really protesting about the fact that they shot the plane down. And people are very upset about that, which is understandable. I mean, you know, it's understandable. But they claim it was an accident. And you just never know. I mean, you just don't. You never know. You never know. I don't know. You know. I mean, it's all Australia's been burned up. I don't know about what to do about that. It's just been one thing after another. You know, the world is truly changing. It's changing as we know it. You know, it's slowly changing. Thank God we're doing it very slowly, but it's changing. You know, to do what we need to do. So I don't have a lot to say today. I mean, you know, I'm going to let somebody else take the rim. Anybody have anything that you want to talk about? I mean, you know, in the Israelite community, us as the nation of Yehuda, us as a people as a whole, how do you feel about where we're going now, all of the information that you've learned, you know, moving forward? I mean, because we're kind of at a waiting stage right now. This is hard for a lot of people because we're waiting. You know, there's nothing else we can do. We've completed the 400 years. The 400 years have definitely been completed. And now we're just basically waiting, you know, and in the process we're building, which is what we have to do. We have to build. We have to grow what we're doing. We have to encourage each other. You know, we have to be there for people who wake up. And, you know, and it's a steady process. And this is the time when I tell you the Most High will give us a project and we'll get excited about it, we'll complete it, and then he'll slow us down. You know, and it's in that slowing down period that you're tested to see whether or not you're going to stay and do what needs to be done. Because, you know, there'll always be something to do, but we've done the major part of what we had to do in this era. You know, that 400 years completed, we did that. And you know, I'm glad that we had an opportunity to do it. But now he said, okay, now it's time to build until you get another assignment. And that's basically what we're doing at this point. People are steady coming aboard. You know, they're steady signing up to our YouTube page. They're sending emails constantly. So it is definitely growing. You know, the Most High has allowed us to plant the seed and watch the seed grow. So, I mean, you know, that's just truly a blessing. You know, and we have people on here from all walks of life, you know, which is a blessing. You know, we just have to continue to grow it. We have to continue to be faithful in it. And as we remain faithful, he will remain faithful to us, you know. But we have to remember that at the end of the day, he's the one who controls it all. He opens up the door. He allows us to be able to walk through those doors. And if you can control yourself and if you can control your mannerism and your conduct and your tongue, he'll be able to use you for the next assignment, you know, because, you know, you're being tested. We always are, to see whether or not we're going to overcome and to see whether or not we're going to comply. Because a lot of people can't take instruction. A lot of people can't. They can't take instruction. You know, some people have to be out in the front. And, you know, I've always been that type of person. You know, if that's where you want to be, we'll let you go out there. You know, but we only move when Yah say we move. And when he says sit still, we sit still. As simple as that. And, you know, we're mature enough and old enough to understand that we get our instructions from him. And when he sanctions it, it's easy to do. When you have to struggle with something, that's not what he wants you to do. I've come to that conclusion. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with Iran. You know, that kind of reared up and fizzled down. I think that they still have the bounty on him, you know, whatever. And they're just kind of, they're trying to do damage control from the flight that they shot down accidentally, you know, which I'm sure that it wasn't meant. But, I mean, who knows at this point? All we know is what we see on television. It don't necessarily make it right. You know, when you see something on the news, we just don't know what's going on at the end of the day. That's why we have to sit still and trust Yah. And he'll make a way all the time. He'll open up the door all the time. You know, so I know we have new people on the line, and, you know, we can open it up to question and answer. Anything you guys want to ask, any questions you may have about the word, any questions you may have about prophecy, we will try our best to answer those questions today. Hold on, area code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, this is Sister Afian. How you guys doing?
Shalom, how are you, sis?
I'm doing well. I had a quick question. I've seen this being popped up probably in the last week since the beginning of their new year. Is this 2020 thing where everybody's saying now that the 2020 is the 400-year prophecy with no date reference? What is that about?
I have no idea. I really don't know that. Well, you know, with the H.R. 1242, it was supposed to start on August the 20th of 2019 through August the 20th of 2020.
Okay.
So it was supposed to go through as far as that bill was concerned, that the celebration would last all the way through that day.
Okay. Because I see a lot of groups that weren't.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of groups that were not paying attention to it. It's like something that's just all of a sudden popped up. You see all, you know, different camps are now, you know, focusing on that. And I just thought it was, you know, unique, to say the least, that now all of a sudden people are now paying attention to that date.
Well, I mean, you know, when you know, you see, that's how Israel is. I mean, you know, Israel, that's how they are as a people. You know, they come, they drag, straggle along, and then they come along at the end, you know, and they usually have to play catch-up, you know, but it's not, I mean, I don't know what they, are they planning to have something or, go ahead.
No, when I see different groups, all of a sudden, this 400-year prophecy that, you know, that we've been talking about for years, and now all of a sudden, you know, just the last 2 weeks, it's just been popping up on Instagram, Facebook, you know, different social media sites about it, and it's something that we've been talking about for years, and I just thought it was interesting, you know, all of a sudden now, and I think because of the events that are happening in the world, that maybe they, you know, I don't know, I was just wondering, you know, our thoughts on that.
Like they missed something or, you know, they need to start paying attention. That's a possibility because when I pull up H.R. 1242, it says the commission shall terminate on July 1st of 2020.
Okay.
So the commission was there from August the 20th to July 1st of 2020 to be able to have celebrations. And they really haven't done anything. And if they have, they haven't publicized it. I haven't seen any sort of a major event. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if
they would really give any publicity to, because I haven't seen anything. So I don't know what it has to be, Yah, because they haven't done anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they haven't really done anything at all. So I don't know. You know, but if Israel is catching up and they're playing catch up, that's extra wonderful. I mean, you know, because we've proved it. We've talked about it. We flipped it up three ways, side from Sunday. We showed the ins and the outs, and we went through the scriptures, and we counted up the days, and we did all those things, you know. And now everybody's playing catch up, which is fine because we have to realize that the credits is over. Hope. No. The curse is definitely over. So, I mean, you know, we just have to move forward and keep doing what we're doing. But it lets us know that we have a purpose. The nation of Yehuda has a purpose. We do, you know. And we're fulfilling that purpose, you know. And subtly, we're doing it very subtly, but it's being done. So we have a purpose, you know. And like I said, we come out, we do what we're supposed to do. When time comes, we go back in, we sit down until we get further instructions. And that's how we do it. You know, instead of just being busybodies and being out there doing anything and everything, you know, there's no purpose behind that. We just do what we do and we begin to build. You know, and I think that when we start doing our tour and we start going to different places once a year and we're able to introduce ourselves to the community, and actually do what we're supposed to do and do the Sabbath, perform the Sabbath duties publicly in front of everybody, that everybody knows that this is what we do, it's going to change the thoughts of the people.
Yes.
You know, because something has to change the thoughts of the people, because right now they're trying to vilify us. They are.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're trying to
vilify. I definitely agree with
they're
that.
You know, so I'm, you know, I think that it's important that we come together. And if you guys weren't able to meet with us in Washington, D.C., we will be in Pittsburgh this year. And we're going to go there and we're going to celebrate and we're going to do what we did. And we're going to introduce ourselves to our communities, to our families that are there, to their families, so we can get past the cult stuff that we got to get past. Oh, that's a cult. Are they, you guys in a cult? No, if we come to your city and your families are there, to bring them so that we can introduce ourselves to them so that they understand that that's not what we are. Just because you don't understand what we do, I mean, it's really prejudicial to be able to say we're a cult. You know, because we're not. We're not a cult. We are a people that serve Yah. And most people don't even know that that's the Elohim's name. They don't even know his name is Yah. You know, so, or that his name is Yisrael. They don't even know that. You know, so we have to be able to be who we were supposed to be. If we're going to lead and guide and be priests to the other nations and to our own people, we have to be able to get out there because, you know, with the negativity that's out there now with the people that are out there, we got to do something to counteract that. We do, in my opinion. And everybody can't go. Everybody doesn't have the finances to go. But for the ones who do, you know, and income tax time is coming around, and we're not going to tell you what to do with your funds and resources. But if you want to go with us, you know, this is the time that you put something to the side so we can all go together, you know, and be able to fellowship together and do what Yah says do together. You know, I mean, it's an exciting time for me. Anytime we're allowed to build our own culture outside of who somebody else says we are, I think it's great, you know, to be able to do that. You know, we're gone are the days that we expect Reverend so-and-so to invite us to your church. We know that's not going to happen. It's contradictory to what they're doing. It's a conflict of interest. So we know we're not going to be invited to Reverend so-and-so's church. And we know, you know, that that's going to be a problem. So what we do is we take this to the people. And the best way to take this to the people is to be out and visible so the people can see who we are and ask questions. Just like they did in Washington, D.C. It was so many people that came up to us and asked, who are you? You know, what are you guys doing? You know, so we have to be able to visibly take this to the people so the people can understand who we are. Because if we stay quiet, they're gonna develop an opinion from what the media says, and the media never covers anything that we do positive, never. But let us do something negative. It's all over Facebook, all over YouTube, all over Twitter, all over the news, all over everywhere. But the moment we do something positive, nobody's there. We can't even get our own black news people to come out. They won't come out. You know why? Because they're tied to the system. They won't come. You know, so the best thing we can do is go to them. But they're not going to come. You know, and it's just unfortunate, but that, like the sister said yesterday, and she said it, she said a mouthful. Our existence brings judgment to the way that the other nations are doing things, and that is really powerful. It really does, because us being his people, if we, by us being the children of Israel, then he is our God, it causes people to be convicted for the things that they're doing. It does. Case in point, the LGBT community. You know, if that's who you are and that's what you want to do, do it. Why do we need a parade? Why is it necessary for you to introduce this to the children at school? Why the push? You know, why do you have to push yourself to make sure that everybody else is okay with it, as long as you're okay with it? So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those situations. You know, it's almost like somebody needs validation. You know, I don't believe anybody should be bullied. If that's the choice you make, because we all have choices that we have to make. If that's the choice you make, if that's the way you want to live, that's going to be something that you're going to have to deal with when the time comes, just like we have to deal with the choices that we make. But that's your choice, you know, and your choice is your choice. So, I mean, you know, it's like she did, and she said a mouthful yesterday. You know, our very existence causes judgment to come upon this nation, and people are looking at us and saying, you know, we don't want to have to even deal with them. We don't want to face them because we know that their God doesn't allow certain things. That's why they're trying to get rid of, I think in California, they're trying to get rid of the Bible completely. Completely. Just wipe it out. You know, or rewrite one to be able to be conducive to the lifestyle that they want to live. You know, and they can do that. Nobody can stop them from doing that. You know, but I'm just saying. You have to be able to understand that this is the problem. This is the reason for the hatred. This is the reason for the things that we deal with all the time. It's because of the God that we serve. And people may not believe that. They may not. And like we said, you know, Wednesday night was so good because, you know, Malka asked a question. She said, why is it that the Bible just don't spell certain things out? Why don't it just say that? And like we said on Wednesday night, you know, when you open that book up and you read it, you get the PG version. You know, it's parental guidance. You know, and the Most High is brilliant in how his execution is how he does things. That's the parental guidance. That's the part where the people are babies and they are still on milk. And from that, they have developed a religion that has taken in billions and billions of dollars. Oh, but when he opens your eyes and tells you there's an R-rated version, and when I say R, I mean raw and uncut, that I have to show you that you'll understand the type of God I really am, and I want to introduce you to my character and the way that I do things, it's a totally different system. It's totally different. And most people don't want that. You know, that's why family members ain't jumping at it, because they'll be like, no, I like this. This is nice, and this is conformable to the way that I want to live. I know that I go to work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. I know that Saturday I get up and I clean my house. I go out Friday night if I want to party. Saturday I get up and clean my house. My kids got basketball. We do the things that we do on Saturday, and Sunday is our Sabbath. And we go to our church. They play the music, we shout, we speak in tongues, we cry, we run the aisles, and we go home. That's good enough for me. That's religion. And believe me, people have conformed their lifestyle to that. But then when you come on the scene and be like, whoa, put the brakes on it. That's not who that is. We need to introduce you to that God that's in that Bible, because the version you have is the illustrated version. We need to show you the raw and uncut. You don't want that. They be like, I don't want you to show me that. I don't want to stop eating bacon. I like shrimp and lobsters and crab legs. You know, then you get that, my pastor told me. That's when you get the response. My pastor told me, you know, I'm going to have to ask my pastor. That's when you get that. So nobody wants that. They don't want to change. And that's how it is. I hate to say that, but that's really how it is. And he said, you know, that's a lot. One of my cousins asked me at the funeral, well, what made you change? And I didn't get a chance to tell her, but I was going to tell her I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's something totally different. But they said the version you getting ain't the real version. That's not what's going to happen. I'm telling you. No, so it is interesting when you have to be able to put that together and to be able to tell them that, because the world don't want it. It just don't want that. Does not want that. They want the nice little package. You know, and it's just a shame. You know, it's going to be a rude awakening. It is. It's going to be a rude awakening. That when you can tell them in the Bible that every prophet, not one, not two, but every prophet that's in that book was a Hebrew Israelite. Every last one of them. That was their nationality. They were Hebrew Israelites from one of the tribes, of the 12 tribes of Israel. Every last one of them. And you can break that down and be able to be absolute about that and show them in the scriptures. You know? That's crucial when you can put that together because, you know, but they don't want that. They don't want to identify like that. They want, you know, the one world concept. You know, we could just change the world. Everybody will be all right. We'll be one big happy family. That's not the story. He didn't write the story like that. Unfortunately, newsflash, that's not the story. That's not how it's going to end. That's not how it started. That's not what it was started for. And the version that we have been fed and the version that we have been given has been totally misleading. It has. Let me open up the mic. Area code 405, if you want to say something. Your mic is open. 405-979.
No, I don't want to say that.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. You know, if you have to deal with that, you have to be able to understand that. It's real serious. It is. It's real serious. Hold on. 972. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say something about the 2020. What I've heard people say, and how I had it explained to me, is that we've just entered the year 2020, and when you multiply 20 by 20, it gives you 400. So a lot of people are focusing on that.
I mean, you know, as long as they repent, if it brings about repentance, I'm all for it. You know, if it brings about repentance, repent. Because that's all you can do with it anyway is repent. That's all you can do. You know,
I just take it as one. I take it as one more thing that just focuses us back on the 400 years, because just like H.R. 1242 was signed into legislation, was signed and then nothing happened, it was for us. It was just to bring our attention back to the fact that we are entering this period of time. It's coming to a conclusion. And similarly, those people who are saying, wait a minute, I don't quite buy that, all of a sudden maybe 2020 is resonating because they see things ratchet up as soon as we hit 2020. 20 times 20 equals 100. They're thinking, wait, maybe there's something to this after all. So however it comes about, because you said people have their own, you know, the Most High awakens everyone. He's going to awaken all of Israel. So that's how I would view it. But that was the explanation that was given to me with regard to the 2020.
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, like I said, as long as they repent, if that's what it brings, that's what it brings. If they want to party, they can do that too. Whatever they want to do, they have to do it, because we're moving into a time where we are getting ready to leave here. Whether you want to accept that or not, whether you're ready to accept that or not, the next thing to happen is this nation is about to be judged according to the scripture, and you know, we're coming out with great justice. So, I mean, you know, this is, you know, so all, and everybody that knows what's going on, we're preparing ourselves for that. We're preparing ourselves for that mentally. We're preparing ourselves for that physically. We're preparing ourselves for that emotion. Yes, we are. It's just simple as that. And there's no other way around it. You know, and even with this Iran situation, you know, I don't think that it's over. You know, I think that it has died down. The sensationalism of it all has died down in the news, but I don't think that it's over. You know, but our job is to watch as well as pray. The scripture tells you that, watch as well as pray, but to get prepared and to be ready because it can change at the drop of a hat. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's what we're doing. We're just getting prepared. We're trying to get things prepared so that we can have enough information out there for people who are coming, that are becoming conscious, who are straddling between, I've become conscious, but I'm still in the church, but I don't know what to do. I'm still hanging on here. We're trying to get those people ready for those people who have left the church and they're at home and they're studying on their own. We want to be there for you all. That's why we have something going on. We have the men's group on Tuesday night. We have the Old Testament to be. We started back at Genesis 1:1 a couple of weeks ago on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the newcomers class on Thursday night, and then we have our class on Saturday. So we're trying to have something going on so that we're able to do something like this at least most of the time of the week. And no, you're not going to be able to make them all, you know, and we don't expect everybody to, you know, because it's for those people who can. You may not be able to come Wednesday, but you come Thursday. So, I mean, it's all there, you know, and as we begin to encourage the people who have been here for a while, new people will begin to teach. And you'll have new topics and different things will be, you know, because now I think that now we're ready to move into, once we finish the kingdom and what the kingdom is going to be like, now we need to move into Hebrew Israelite genealogy. You know, and we need, we're going to have new teachers to come about and to be able to teach how we know we're from Shem. And how we can walk Shem and walk all the way down to Abraham. And then what happened between Abraham, you know, that Isaac came about, and then Isaac and Jacob. So we'll be able to go down the lineage and be able to show you that. So it'll be new teachers to come about to be able to put that together. You know, so it's much work to be done. Much work to be done. You know, so we're trying our best to be able to do this so that we'll have information out there so when people, they don't have to feel like they're alone. And because I had a young lady to send me an email from the United Kingdom. And she was like, please let me study with you guys. I have been out here, and nobody has to be out there by themselves. You know, we don't charge anything. We don't do all that. There's no university in school. Because guess what? The same information that's in that Bible is the same information we use. And it's free. You shouldn't have to pay for the word. I don't know nothing no different than anybody else. And the information that the Most High has given us, we have put it out there free on the Internet. So for you all who don't know that, we have a YouTube channel called Yehudah Project, Yehudah Project, Project. And all of our, I think we got over 200 and some videos out there. And I will be putting up some more. I got about 4 or 5 more I need to put out there, you know, because they want us to start teaching, taping the Genesis classes that we have on Wednesday, you know. So we may try to do that as well. And just put the information out there so it's out there for you all to be able to have. Because who's going to pay for the word? And I hear some churches are starting to do that now. You got to pay to go to certain classes in the church. For what? You get that probably on our YouTube channel, teaching stuff, and they getting it free and charging the people. You know, so we try to put the information out there so you can have it. And it's a lot of work to be done. We need to know how to eat right. We need to know how to shop right. We need to know what foods to put in our bodies and what not. We need to know what clothes we need to wear and what we don't need to wear. I mean, it's a whole lot of information out there that we need to put out there and get it out there. You know, so, I'm excited about that. I always was. You know, we can have jewelry made. We can do all kinds of stuff because we was not a poor people. We poor now. I mean, as a whole, as a nation. We some poor folks as a nation. We are broke royalty. Trust me when I tell you compared to where we were. You know, but, I mean, you know, as the Most High begins to bless us, you know, I don't think we're supposed to walk around looking broke and pitiful. You know, I just don't believe that. I don't know. You know, and as we begin to do that, I think that we have something. We have the prettiest women in the world. I do. I believe we are the prettiest women in the world, in my opinion. And I think we need to be able to do that. They said Sarah was so beautiful in her old age that Pharaoh wanted her in his household to take her as his wife. She was old and beautiful. I think we got some good-looking brothers and some decent brothers, you know, but we have got to present ourselves to the world a certain kind of way. Because I'm going to tell you what Esau has done. Esau has deliberately tore down the image of us as a people. They have. They just tore it down. They got men wearing dresses. Our men wearing dresses on TV. They do. They portray our women as some sort of whores and stuff. And like we just, it's terrible. Or like we don't have good sense. And that's not who we are. We've never been that type of people. We've never been those people. But when you let somebody else give the impression of who you are, you're going to get their version of it according to how they feel about you. So it's time for us to step up and show them who we are as people. So I'm just, you know, that's where I'm at. That's why I think we should focus our energy on and serve our God and love our Elohim. You know, because, like, and keep his law, statutes, and his commandments. He said, because if you do these, you shall live in them. And I believe in that. You know, I do. I believe accompanied with love. You know, because we don't want to be the Pharisees and the Sadducees either, trying to do everything strictly to the letter of the law and forget about the love that we have for one another. You know, because that was the issue in the New Testament when the Pharisees and Sadducees came up to the Messiah and he was healing people on the Sabbath day. He asked them, "What you mad about? What would you prefer?" You know, this woman's been sick. She's had this issue for 30-some years. So she need to walk around one more day when she's right here and I can heal her? You have a problem with that? He said, if your animal was to fall into the well on the Sabbath day, would you pull him out or are you leaving him down there? I mean, you know, some things are common sense. You know, so we have to be able to understand that. You know, we have to be able to understand that. It's as simple as that. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was just thinking as you were talking about our people, how we're degraded as far as how they portray us and men wearing dresses and various things. And I was just thinking, why would the other nations go through such lengths to destroy one group of people or to make them look less than everyone else? And so, you know, you'd have to know that there's a reason for that. And to me, it's as plain as black and white as to know that it's because there's something about those people that they want to keep hidden, which is we are the Most High people. And also, I thought about when Moses had come in back into Egypt, there were different signs, and he was telling our people, you know, make sure you have enough water. And I think the last one was to paint the blood over the door. And as we see these events happen, it should be a sign to us just to get ready. And maybe everything doesn't happen at once, but it's a sign to us to get water in the house and various things because we don't have a physical Moses to tell us that. And lastly, I can't find the scripture, but I remember there is a scripture that says, "He'll let none that wait on him be ashamed." And right now we're waiting, but we will not be ashamed.
Absolutely.
That's all I have.
I thank you so much. That's absolutely correct. I think that is absolutely correct. And they have gone out of their way to make us look bad. They have gone out of their way to vilify us to the point where other people are afraid of us when we walk down the street. They're afraid of our men. They're scared to death of our men. And for what? But it's something to it, and it definitely always has been. And like the sister said yesterday, it brings judgment. When they look at us, they see our God, and they know that he is the creator of all things. And the things that they have deemed legal and lawful are the things that he has hated and dismissed and told us not to do because of the fact that he doesn't agree with it. But, you know, as long as everybody's partying and having fun and it's one big old party and ain't nobody saying nothing, you do whatever you want to do. They're passing all kinds of laws now. They're doing whatever. And, you know, I remember a long time ago when I was smaller, certain things you wouldn't even see on TV. Now you see it all. It is there holding nothing back. You know, the church used to be involved to the point where there was a limitation on how far they would go. There isn't any anymore. The music is raunchy. The television is raunchy. Everything is just raunchy to the point where it's like, where is the integrity? Where's the morals? And they'll tell you, we're the ones to define what morality is, not you. They don't even use the Bible as a compass anymore for morality. It's whatever they say. And when a country gets like that, you can believe judgment is on the way. It ain't gonna be long. It ain't gonna be long. It's not gonna be long. And you know, it reminds me of when the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they were at Mount Sinai and a rebellion broke out. Moshe, when he came down, he said, everybody that's on this side, on the lower side, come over here. And everybody else is over with them, go over there. And the people went over there with Moshe, and the look that they had on their face was like, you know, y'all got to get it. And, you know, and they had such confidence in the fact that they were able to say, we're going to do what we want to do. Well, guess what? The Most High opened up the ground and swallowed them in. It ain't going to be long. It won't be long now at all. And that's the thing. We have work to do. We have to keep our children grounded. We have to keep our grandchildren grounded to the point where, you know, my son said, this is difficult because, you know, I am in a situation where I have to deprogram my family from the things that they're learning out in the street. I said, we have to do that daily. That has to happen every day. Our kids come home from school. We got to reteach them the real history. We got to tell them, no, that's not allowed. You know, when you're reading books to our children to expose them to the LGBT community, we got to take them back to that Bible and say, they might do that, but we're not allowed to do that. This is not allowed with our God. These are the things that he said is going to happen to you if you engage in that lifestyle. So we're going to be constantly deprogramming ourselves and our children and our minds from a whole lot of stuff. You can't even watch TV now because of the mess that's on there. It's just messy. So, I mean, you know, we're going to sit back. We're going to be that crowd that's standing over in the corner looking like it really ain't going to be long. You know, for real, why everybody, the whole world, like the scripture said, as in the days of Noah, because guess what he said? He said they was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah went into the ark and shut the door. That's powerful. Nobody had any fear. Nobody had any concern. He said they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. They were doing the things that they were doing up until the day that he went into the ark and shut the door. So it's going to be by surprise. Because he's not going to give you a chance to say, oh, wait a minute, it's going to be 3 days. He's coming in, I got to repent. He don't give you no opportunity to do that. That time it hit, it's going to be game over. Area code 405, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
I was listening to everyone, and I like to actually give appreciation for you, Sister Ihina, for opening up the mics for the different Hebrew nation. Many of us do not have an assembly to attend, and yet they can come on your conference and be able to, you could share with them the things that they need to know or encourage them to keep, you know, just keep steadfast for, you know, in the name of Yeshua. I gave a two-day conference at my home. We had our assembly at our headquarters had sent three of our Akis, and I would call in the Christian church missionaries, and they came to teach the women, the Hebrew women. But meanwhile, before she had actually come to my home. They flew in from a great city, I guess, of South Carolina. I don't know what city it was, but it was South Carolina, the state was. But I think it was Alexandria, if I'm not mistaken. But it was the first time. I've never seen her before. I watched her, you know, on YouTube. But I never really, you know, got to, you know, fellowship. However, I plan on, if Yah delay his coming, I plan on, you know, attending the Passover, you know, the beginning of the year, the new year. Of course, we know this is not the new year. This is probably the 11th month. And mm-hmm. we know that the Abib is in, you know, is in March, or they call March, but it's the beginning of spring and life on the earth. Mm-hmm. And that was what was intended by the Most High. However, I would like to also give it a testimony, I guess. Before our conference at my home, I was praying to the Most High. And, you know, it was just a fear came over me that, you know, I wouldn't be able to, number one, financially afford to go to the Passover. However, I was determined to do it anyway, but my funds were getting low, and I'm a widow now, and I'm raising three of my grandchildren. It was just a fear that came over me, and I would just say, how long? You know, my sisters and I, we always said, oh, we just can't wait till the Most High come and get us. I'm ready to get out of here. And that was in my, you know, in my spirit. And I said, you know, when? How long? And in my spirit, the Ruach came to me, and spoke to me and said, it won't be long. And it
says,
and it says, stay steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
And those words I remember. And that was like on a Tuesday evening or morning. I forget what time of day it was. And on that Friday morning, I felt excited. And I feel like maybe I was, because I knew the conference was going to be in my home. And I was preparing my home for it, you know, for the sisters to come in. And we had a group of, I'll say, 25 women. And they mm-hmm. came as far as out of state, and some of them zoomed in. And you'd be surprised how many of us are coming into the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she mentored my home, the Ima, we call her Ima, when she came into my home, she and the two other ladies, you know, they greet each one of us. We stood and agreed. And she greeted me last, and she came to me, and she hugged me so tight, and she said, the Ruach sent me to give you a message. And I listened to her intensively as she spoke in my ear, and she said, it won't be long. Just stay steadfast.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I immediately started crying, and she did too, and she said, I don't know. You know what it means. And that was the first time that she and I had ever laid eyes on each other. And,
wow.
And when we embraced each other, she cried again. And then during the meeting, she got up, she looked at me, and she said, you know what? She said, the Ruach told me that you're my sister. We came from the direct tribe of Judah, of Yehuda. And we just sit there and cried and worship, and, oh, we were on the floor praising the Most High, and you know, and, of course, we sung in Hebrew. They taught us some Hebrew songs, and the women kind of, you know, it was a beautiful, beautiful evening. And we were there until, I say, a good 10, 11 o'clock at night. Then they had to go back to their hotel, and then the next morning they met right back at my home for breakfast. And again, we started all over again. And the same, I mean, this is how hungry the people are. Same women came right back. So, all praise to you, and I appreciate you letting me have this time on the air. And I hope that what I said, maybe someone else had that same, you know, maybe, the Ruach came to them and said the same thing to them. But I just wanted to say that testimony.
Hallelujah. All praise.
And I don't think we have long either. I really don't think we have long. And like I said, it's gonna catch everybody off guard, you know. But that's why you have to be ready to move when the time comes. And he's gonna provide. The way has already been made. See, that's what people don't understand, because we're waking up into a story that's already written. He wrote the end from the beginning. So at the moment you woke up is the time that you began your journey in the story, knowing who you were. So, you know, as we move forward to this thing, the way has already been made, the transportation has already been made, the land has already been prepared. We have just got to keep doing what we're doing until we get to that particular space and time where it's time for us to move out. So I do believe it won't be long. I do believe that. I really do. I believe it won't be long, and that, you know, I hope and pray that we all have an opportunity to be able to go, you know, and that we line our lives up to the point, you know, where we're able to go and do what we need to do. I really do, you know, because we got to be able to get out of here and to be able to focus on going back to a land that's ours, because I don't know what kind of conditions we're going to be going home in. I don't know whether there's houses prepared for us, there's tents prepared, whatever it is. The Most High has made preparations, and provisions will be made, you know, for us as a people. Provisions will be made, and that's the main thing that we have to understand through all of this, is that he wrote the end from the beginning, and the exit strategy has already been played out, and the players who are responsible for bringing this thing into manifestation are already there. They have to wake up and do what they're supposed to do. So you're right. In the meantime, we just focus on being Israel and waking up, you know, and loving each other and doing what we're supposed to do. And continuing to get our children and our families ready to be able to leave, you know, and making everyone aware, because it's going to be amazing. It's already amazing to see how the Most High is doing this. And like Sister Afion said, she said, well, I believe we are the elect. You know, and we have to be, because we're the ones that woke now. You know, and to be able to watch all this stuff happening right before our eyes, there's a lot going on. You know, and you look around, every day I look around at this stuff in my house, in my apartment, I'm like, I can walk away from all this at the drop of a hat. Clothes, all I need is the shoes on my feet and the clothes on my back, and I'm out. Just tell me where we need to be, and I'll be there. You know, because everybody is anticipating something. You got the people in the church anticipating the rapture, and that's all people, black people, white people, Chinese people, people all over the world is waiting for that, but we're waiting to go back to our homeland, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, you know, to be able to see it. So I think that that's wonderful, you know, that Israel is doing those type of things, because we need it. It's needed. It's necessary. You know, we got to be able to love each other and put this stuff together and support one another. Definitely needed. You know, it's nothing else. Like we said, what else do we have? You know, what else do we have that we can really be able to do this? You know, so I think that it's great. You know, like I said, this is interesting, you know, to be able to have all of this going on, because we are definitely sitting in a very hostile situation. We are. When you really realize, you know, that these people, you know, are doing what they want to do. Everybody doing what they want to do. They are. You know, and they're doing it the way they want to. And you're the odd man out. You know why? Because you're not doing it. You're the one that's strange. They tell you in a minute, oh, you don't do it. Why don't you do that? Why? What difference would it make? I don't understand why you're not doing that. Why does it bother you that I don't do it? You know, it's weird. That's definitely true. So I said, do what you feel like doing. Because, like he said, up until the day that Noah went into the ship, they was partying and having a party. They did all kinds of stuff that they thought they was big enough to do. And when the door slammed shut, they laughed and joked and did all the stuff they did. They made fun of him and said all kinds of stuff out of their mouth until a drop of water hit somebody's cheek. From the sky, because it had never rained. You know, I remember in church they used to teach brimstone and fire coming down, and you better get yourself ready. You don't even do that no more. Ain't nobody preaching and teaching that no more. There's no fear anymore. At all.
No.
And you know what? When I was on YouTube, I seen so many YouTube clips where they have been exposing these pastors. It is unbelievable. I mean, the mega pastors, the big guys that used to go through the world healing people and doing exposing them. Exposing them. I seen a clip on Benny Hinn exposing him. I'm like, wow. But then now that you know what you know, it's like, you know, and you just look at me like, there's none of this is possible. Exposing them. All big name people, not just him, a whole lot of them, just being exposed. Especially with the name and the claim to get rich sermon that they've been preaching for the last 20 years. Exposing them. So, I mean, you know, this is everybody got to come up with a new gimmick now. So now, you know, since this Hebrew Israelite stuff done hit the fan, now we're being vilified. You know, now we are going against, you know, we up against the other people, or we're coming up against a specific group of people, you know, when that's not in our nature either. Not in our nature to do that. We're just waiting on our Elohim. And that's what we're going to continue to do is pray and wait on our Elohim. So I see you, area code 513. So it doesn't matter, you know, how many news medias that cover certain violent events and every black person that do something against certain people, they from the Hebrew Israelite group. It doesn't matter what everybody does. The Most High is still in control. Like Brother Yerushalayim said, they took that completely out of the media. They are thinking and looking about, they're thinking about something else now. Hold on. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sis. I just wanted to, you know, also bring to the forefront that, you know, everything that we see that's going on, you know, typically we don't see what's going on spiritually a lot of times on how the Most High is moving. But, you know, like I'm running across a lot of articles where it's talking about the Hebrew, what's going on, the ancient inscriptions and the old Bible and rewriting the borders, and, you know, they're trying to figure out who the Philistines are, how did they come into the Old Testament. You know, it's a lot going on, and eventually it's going to get to that point to say, aha, we figured it out. You know, because people are out there searching, and they're trying to figure out what is going on. They realize something is happening, that everything may not be quite the truth. And there is a lot of newspaper articles, a lot of scientists. There's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we may not, you know, be privy to and put it all together and understand it. But rest assured, the Most High is doing what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when it turns back right before your eyes, then you have to, you know, be in a moment of praise, because we are at a standstill right at this point now that we've completed the 400 years and trying to figure out, okay, what's the next move. But rest for sure, it's all getting ready to come out the way he says it's going to. Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Hallelujah. I agree with you on that one, sis. It absolutely is, for sure. That is definitely true. It's getting ready to hit the fan. Like you said, it's going to be a crescendo, and it's going to be a shock. You know, it's going to be a shock, because he said right before your eyes. When he said that, he said, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes. Does that mean there ain't going to be no advance warning? You're just going to be like, what? When did that happen? The next thing you know, we're going to be walking to the boat, getting on the boat. That's that.
Yeah.
Somebody going to make an announcement. You know, all of you all who are interested in leaving that want to go, blah, 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 blah. We got boats ready for you to take off to go to blah, 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 blah. If you want to go, it's time for you to go. Now, of course, we're going to pray and fast before the Most High and get confirmation. But once the confirmation comes, everybody going to be on their way. You know. But think about the ramifications of what that's going to mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have somewhere to live. I have somewhere to live. You're driving the automobile. I'm driving the automobile. We have furniture and clothes and all the things that we have. we have a lease or a mortgage that we have signed that we pay on that somebody's responsible for, and it's going to change everything. Don't change the dynamics of everything. No. Everything's going to come to a very subtle, it's going to have to be done very subtly because, I mean, you have to look at the market. When you look at the financial markets, the markets took a dive when they thought we was getting ready to go to war with Iran. They did. They took a dive. And then when everything leveled out, it went back to where it's supposed to be. So this is going to be done very quietly and very subtly. And you know what I'm saying? And those people that need to, that know what time it is going to be able to do it, and it's going to happen. But because it could cause a problem, it could cause a risk in our financial market, in this financial market. You know, to be able to know that people are leaving, walking away from the job, that means there's going to be a vacancy in your job. There's going to be an apartment or a house that's going to be empty. A mortgage that's not going to be paid. A lease that's not going to be honored. You know, a contract for a car that's not going to be paid for. I mean, all of these things will have to be subtly done to be able to make this happen. Credit card bills are not going to be met. Everything that we sign contracts for to be able to be functional in this society will be forfeited. Everything. That's major. And that's huge. We come a million people. And that's a low number. A million people? You know, a million people. I had family members that went to New York City for the New Year's celebration. It was 1.5 million people in New York. Standing there. Now, I advised against it, but, you know, they don't listen, so they went. And then after it was over, they made the comment, I will never do that again. I said, I didn't say nothing. I just said, 1.5 million people? They said it was so many people that whatever way the crowd moved, you had to move with the crowd because it was too many people, wasn't it? That's why I say, if you think about that kind of change, so it's already, it's like she said, it ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long now. We just got to get ready. You know, and the Most High is doing what he's doing. He's doing what he's doing. He's making sure that provisions are made and making sure that we're ready to do what we have to do. That's going to be very interesting. It is. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be interesting. I don't know how. You know, this society is going to make it possible for it to happen, but it's going to happen because he said it was. But just because he said it was, his word will not come back void. Whew. He said right before your eyes, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes. That's what he said. Zephaniah chapter 3. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on, I'm going to get it for you. So everybody that's on here don't think that we just talked. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, he said, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes. He said, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Most High. So, I mean, you know, that means that in the flicker of a moment, it's going to be changed. 1 minute. One minute you're going to be riding the subway, and the next minute you're liable to be riding the camel. You just don't know. You just don't know. I mean, for real. Something that we've never done. You just don't know. You know, it's just going to be like that. It's going to be so quick and done so fast, and you're going to be like, wow, this is really something. Anybody else who'd like to push one, please feel free to join in the conversation. If you have a comment or something that you'd like to add, I mean, because this is something to look forward to. What a exit strategy to look forward to. To be on the boat and just see, the all you see is land. The farther away you go, the smaller the land mass gets. Until the fact where you won't see it no more. No more.
I was talking to someone, and what they told me, and this was in response to what had happened with the bombing there in Iran, and they were concerned because for the first time women can be drafted. And I was talking with them, and they told me that they were getting their passports because if anything happened, they and their daughters were going to Africa. They had already, I guess they just said Canada's a little too close. I don't know why they didn't say Canada, but they said, mm-hmm. We're ready. But you know what that represented to me was a mental shift, an ability to say, I am not so wedded to this place that I will stay regardless. They had already made up in their mind that if anything happened, they were leaving. That was a significant shift. I said, that's interesting. I said, I'll go with you.
That's right. Everybody's shaking themselves loose. They shaking it. You can't wear it loose. And everybody is loosening up like, shoot, I can go. Look, I can take it either way. I mean, really.
So that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I've just really been struck by the last few days is I was thinking about the laws, the statutes, and the commandments, and how important they are. You know, because I've heard for the longest that the law is done away with, and that's one of the things we say, that we know that Christianity is wrong because the laws were not done away with. The Messiah said, "I came to fulfill the law." He did not come to do away with the law. So the question is, why are the laws so important? Is it? And for me, it always has been, in large measure, I just want to be obedient. You know, to me, obeying the laws, statutes, commandments was a matter of obedience. But it's not just that. You know, I was thinking, I thought, there is something that is more significant than just being obedient. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice, true. But if you look at those laws, I actually looked up what a statute was, and I'm going to pull it up here. But it's basically like something that is immutable. Once it's put in place, it does not change. And so when we go back to Deuteronomy 28, and it says all of the things that are going to happen if we obey those. That was a covenant, and the thing that cannot change. It says that good, you know, prosperity will overcome you. So all of the things that we're suffering now, if we obey those laws, statutes, and commandments, every single one of them will reverse what we are experiencing as a nation. One of them.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do. And so it's not just a matter of being obedient. Oh, I want, you know what, that's a little hard. No, it's not that it's just obedience. If there is a absolute guarantee that if you want to see a change in your circumstances, you obey those laws, statutes, and commandments, it cannot fail. It is absolutely going to manifest. But as long as you equivocate and then just do it halfway, you're going to get those same kind of results or no result at all, because what he's saying, what the Most High has said is, I have made a promise to you, an everlasting promise to you that is displayed. Those are the first things that are laid out in that chapter. And we look to Deuteronomy 28 to tell us what we've been suffering as a people. How do we know who we are? Because we can look at those things and we say, it's because we violated the law, statutes, and commandments. Okay, we know we're here. But the flip side of that, the thing that precedes all of the things that we read during the latter part of that chapter is, if you do these things, this is what's going to happen. He didn't say, once these things have happened, you can no longer go back and obey them. He says, look, all you have to do, when you lift up your eyes in the land of your captivity and you realize where you are, do this. I'll come and get you.
That's right.
Do this. Before I come and get you, this is going to start happening. But as long as we sit there and say, oh, law is done away with, we don't have to do it, guess what? His word is going to remain true. We're going to experience those curses because he said, the covenant is that if you do this, this is what's going to happen. As long as you don't do what we have agreed to do as a people, what your ancestors agreed to do and what you in turn as their descendants have agreed to do, these are the consequences, positive or negative, clearly laid out. So I think for me, I said, wow, that is really something. It's not just a matter of obedience. It's just not a matter of I have choice. As a Christian, I can or I can't. No, it's that, you know, it's not just a matter of salvation. It's a matter of him saying, this is an eternal law. That's what a statute is, basically. It is something that just cannot be changed once it's put in place. And I'm trying to bring it up because I actually started doing like a Word document because, I mean, this has really been, I was just struck by it. I said, this is just so important above and beyond how we've been talking about it. It's a divine rule. That's what it is, divine rule. I mean, it comes from the Almighty, and it's just it's something that we're supposed to observe strictly, and it has absolute consequences and outcomes that he clearly told us what they were going to be. And he says, we are his people. Other people don't have to obey the law, statutes, commandments, because he didn't make a covenant with them. But he made a covenant with us. But you know what? That's the reason why if the stranger comes amongst us and they do what it is that we're doing, they're going to prosper too because it's a law. Just like the law of physics, just like the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, it's going to happen regardless.
Ooh, glory. And
I mean, it's
no
really
fucking,
man.
Wow. Amazing. Yes, ma'am, and it's like clockwork, and that's something that's never changed. The sun goes up, and it goes down every day, no matter where you are around the world. It goes up, and it goes down, and it's like clockwork, and it's been doing it since the creation. Man hasn't been able to change it. He hasn't been able to alter it. He can't take it off course. It's something that the Most High has put in place, and you are absolutely, and that's the same way his word is. If you do what he say do, you'll get the results. And it ain't hard. It's not that it's hard, because it's not hard to do it. It's just we have to make up in our mind we're going to do it because we've been doing it wrong for so long. That's what it is. It's not hard. Hold on. Area code 478, your mic's open, you're on the air. Powerful, sis.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. Yes, Pear, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm
just sitting here listening, and you're right. It's a lot of us that are ready to go. I ain't talking about just Israelites. It's just a lot of our people, those of us that are conscious. It's a lot of our people that are just ready to get out of here anyway because of all the crap that's getting given to us here in this country. You know, you can talk to average brothers on the street, and they have not a clue about none of this, and they'll still tell you, man, if I get an opportunity, I'll get out of here. Our people are fed up and ready to go anyway, so I think when that time comes, there's going to be a lot of us leave anyway. Whether they know this, and I agree, we all need to keep the law, statutes, commandments, but there's going to be a lot of people that's going to leave anyway, and they come into the truth while they're en route.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. 100%. I agree with you 100%. All praises to the Most High, and they ready. Everybody ready, because you know we served our sentence. You know, if we've done our time, and what we have to do, and when you know that, you know we still go through the motions because we still got to eat, we still have to pay our bills and do the things that we have to do. But the Most High said right before your eyes. He said, I'm going to turn your captivity before your eyes. That means it's going to happen quick. It ain't going to be no long, drawn-out turkey. It's going to happen quick. It is. It's going to be, I can't wait. I just want to be here to see it. Area code 832. Everybody's mic is open still, so if you want to comment or whatever, you can. 832, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm listening, too, and I'm just, come on, family. And I'm just shaking my head because there's just so much stuff going on, you know. the family, well, my family, you know, it's been from last year to this year, it's just getting intense. I feel myself, I'm going, you know, they want to get the information, but they want to come with the attitude, with the debate type of conversation. I'm like, man, they're wearing me out. I'm just shaking my head. Either accept it or not. I'm serious. Well, what should we do? Well, first of all, you need to start reading your Bible. What did God say about it? Well, he said, I'm not God. I'm trying to help you as much as I can, but I'm not the, you know, the energy that I'd be giving to them. Because my family is huge. I'm telling you. They're wearing me out. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. My head is shaking. You know, as I'm speaking right now. My nephew came all the way down from California, and I'm telling you, it was just intense. You know, and I'm like, I haven't seen this guy in a long time, and he came down here for that? I was like, man, I'm not going to change. You know, well, AT, what are you talking? You trying to tell me? I'm not trying to tell grown people anything. You know that there's something going on. You don't feel it. You don't see it. You're in California. Those fires is like second nature. You know, they just stopped talking about them. It's still going on up there.
Right.
Earthquake, this, that. It's nonstop. You know, my head is shaking.
Yes, it is.
I'm tired. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. You know, I really am. I'm tired. This is enough.
Well, you know, we're going to pray for you because where much is given, much is required. It's rough. I know how you feel, sis. I know how you feel because guess what? You got a family. I got a whole nation. People pulling constantly, calling constantly, crying constantly. I got a problem. I don't have enough money for rent. My so-and-so sick.
Yes.
I want you to call me. Yaina, can you do this? Yaina, can you do that? And sometimes I look up toward heaven and say, I don't know, this is a lot, but guess what? Where much is given, much is required. And his grace is sufficient. That's all I can tell you. You know, is buckle down and ask him to give you some grace because it's a whole nation that we got to be able to help to get through the stress and the strain that they're dealing with at this particular time in this captivity that we're in because the curse is over and everybody is anxious. Everybody can feel the energy, like, okay, what's going on? What do we do? Where do we go? What's happening? Well, when is it going to happen? And you know what? That's why you got to stay grounded like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Say, I shall not be moved. And be able to tell them, I'm going to pray for you. That's why we have these classes. Steer them to the class. Send them to the classes. That's why we're getting the websites and stuff together. Send them to the website with the information on it. Tell them about the classes that we have. They can come on here and ask questions. You know, sometimes you got to shake some of that stuff off because you're not going to be able to handle all of it and be able to deal with all of it because that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here. That's what we're here for, to be able to say, okay, well, what's the problem? What do you want to know? You know, and we answer the questions. That's why we're doing this. We've been doing this for years for this reason. Because they can feel it. They know something's coming. They know something is up. They can feel it. They're watching the news just like you are. They know what time it is. It's like, oh, shoot, we need to be doing some. Yeah. All the stuff you've been talking, they've been listening. They've been listening. Believe me, I told you they're listening. They might not say nothing, but they listen and they panicking. And it's like, there's no need to panic. First of all, you know, we need to start doing keep the Sabbath. Start with that.
Uh-huh.
Stop eating squirrel. Let's start with that. Because it ain't no quick fix to it. And then, you know, we dealing with this microwavable generation. They want to be able to fix it quick and keep doing what they're doing. No, you're going to have to sit down and figure out what wants you to do, and you're going to have to do it, which means you're going to have to eliminate some of the things you've been doing. Can't wash clothes on Saturday no more. Wash your car and go to the baseball game. That's the Sabbath. You're going to have to stop all that. I understand. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray for you. Let's steer him here. When it gets to be too much, steer him here. We got you. You know. That's what we do. That's why we're here. I got a big family, too. They do. You know what? They watch everything we do. They watch everything we do.
I need this. I need that. I mean, they're in my purse. They're in my car. I'm like, my goodness. My house.
Yep. Yep.
I gotta go to the store. Could you loan me this? I gotta move. I don't have no place. I'm like, good grace, this is crazy. I can help them, but if they be quiet and let me help them, that would be a real blessing right there. If they just shut up, you know, don't talk. These dudes, they're some hard headed, talkative, combating people.
Yeah.
You know, while you're trying to help.
Yeah, the most I said they are hard headed, stiff necked group speaks. He called it right. You know us, he's going to cut anybody. So, where much is given, much is required. Sometimes it's much. But we're going to pray for you because it's a racist decision. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
That the African Union just launched Gate of Zion Returns. I don't know what it means, but they just launched that on Friday. Gate of Zion Returns. That's all I wanted to say. I don't know. It's strange. Or maybe it's y'all. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. I appreciate that. We will definitely look into that. Whichever way we want to go, that's the way we're going.
Okay.
We're going back to the land that's bought back by the sword. Whichever way, however way he wanted to go, if he confirm it, we're going. We're going. That's what we're going to do. Because we ain't got nothing to lose anyway, and everybody ain't leaving at once. Everybody ain't going to leave at once. They not. They not. So we just got to get ready for it, you know, all crazy, you know. And like Iran said, we ain't got nothing against the American people. We ain't mad at y'all. We know the American people didn't do none of this stuff. Ain't upset with you. So we just all praise it to the Most High God. You know, crucial. But it is what it is, and this is the world we live in, and this is where we at this moment. It's a very exciting time to me. You know, it's a very exciting time. You just don't. He said right before your eyes. He said, "I will turn your captivity before your eyes." I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the last verse in Zephaniah chapter 3. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Most High. So, I mean, whenever, however he decides to do it, because one thing I can tell you about this nation, and then one thing I know, when I read that word and I see what kind of God he is and how he acts, the one thing I can tell you about this nation right here is they have crossed the line. They have. They done did some things and done passed some laws, and they done lived some lifestyles that has crossed the line. And the Most High is coming. You best believe. That's why I said it's time for everybody to repent. And like they said, everybody needs to repent. Everybody needs to be on their knees repenting. Because we have crossed the line. Yeah. They doing everything and anything they big enough to do. They are. It'll be long. It ain't going to be long. Pride is on the rise. Everybody prideful. They narcissistic. Everybody want to be, look at me, look at me, look at me. You wait and see. It ain't going to be long now. It ain't going to be long. It ain't. That's why I repent daily. Every minute. Y'all please forgive me. I am for whatever it is that I have done that I don't even know nothing about. My thoughts is unclean. Forgive me. Because I do not want to be left behind. I don't want to be here when the When you really do the what you're going to do, I want to be separated from it because I don't want to have no goods with all this stuff that's going on. It ain't funny. It ain't fascinating. It ain't exciting. It's not any of those things. It's a iniquity. It is. It ain't nothing but iniquity. And that's when man does what he want to do. That's what iniquity is, when you do what you want to do. It's full of iniquity. It is.
I want to thank her who gave her testimony, because when she did it, I started clapping because it made me very excited. You know, when she said it won't be long. Yes, I love that. I really appreciate it. Definitely. One other thing I want to say is that with regard to the laws, the statutes and commandments, for me, I was a little afraid to kind of read them for fear that they were going to be like, oh, all of these terrible things, because when I was growing up, they had so many things that we were supposed to do to be saved, and I didn't know quite what they were because they couldn't tell you what it was because they didn't know. You know, so that means I was always had my little finger in the wind trying to think, am I saved? Am I not saved? Am I doing something wrong? What am I doing? I couldn't. And so I lived in fear. And so I kind of had that same feeling with regard to the laws, the statutes and the commandments, especially when I heard there were 613 of them. But I've tried to start reading down through them. And boy, they bring a smile to my face because I'm thinking, boy, this is the kind of place that I want to live in. When it says what we are supposed to do and not supposed to do, if the people live in accordance with the law, statutes, and amendments, you're going to be around a lot of pleasant people. We can't talk bad about our brothers. We're supposed to forgive. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to do all of these different things. And he said he was going to write it in our hearts. But part of it is one of the things that I've learned is that behavior can follow action. If you start doing something, it becomes a behavior that you repeat. So if you don't initially feel it, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. Because if you continue to do it, it's going to become something that's automatic for you, and it's going to become a natural thing for you. So just like they say smiling, they say that people that smile a lot tend to be happier. So if you can smile even when you don't feel like it, just form, they say, just by moving the muscles in your face and so that it forms a smile, it actually changes how you feel, because the action can dictate can change the feeling or the belief. And so that's the reason why doing these things is important, because they can actually change who we are fundamentally. But more than that, they create a nation that I would love to live in, because I was trying to read down through them today. Didn't make it through all 613 of them, but all 613 don't apply to everyone. You know, some are for this nation, some are for or this tribe or that tribe, or for men or for women. But the thing is, all of them are wholesome. All of them make for a civil society. And so I think people are afraid of something that's actually going to be very beneficial in so many different ways.
And they want to do what they want to do. They want to do what they want to do. They want to do it the way they want to do it. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, they don't want to. You know, it's okay when you can do your own thing. And that's what America has been. It's a place where you can come here and do what you want to do. You can. You can worship whatever God you want to. You can do. You can live whatever kind of way you want to, as long as you follow the laws that they have put in place. But, you know, when it comes to the point where you're not observing God's law, that's something totally different. You know, hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I guess some people want to live in chaos. And, you know, without God's laws being there as a fence, not to prevent us from enjoying life, but for us to enjoy life and to enjoy it more abundantly. But the way that the way that this nation and also the world thinks, it thinks that it has to do everything outside of Yah. That the world's philosophies are a whole lot better. The world's education is a lot better. But those things are foolishness to him. They are foolishness. I mean, even man's most wisest thought, I'll take Yah's foolishness for that any day, because I know that his foolishness is for my benefit.
That's true. That is so true.
And yes, I'm ready to leave. We are ready to leave right now, as of yesterday.
I hear so many people saying the same thing. Everybody ready to go. Everybody ready to go.
But I mean, between both conversations of what he said and what she said, I mean, what I gather, I mean, I look at the laws, and like Sid said, it makes a smile come on your face, because when you look at just how the Most High, there's not anything that you can come across that he does not have an answer for. He has already thought it all the way out, and it's perfect. And it takes you to a certain point in your mind to where you can actually say, you know what, I'm tired of the chaos.
Yeah.
This doesn't get us anywhere. Yeah. And at the same time, those same people are getting ready to start perishing off. It's their time. So you either get to play in that world of just liking the chaos, or either you're going to have to get to the point of saying, you know what, I'm tired of all of this. You know, I'm done.
Right.
And try to do the right things,
yes.
and just, you know, and because you don't have enough, it's too much madness on that side. If you don't have the insight to be able to figure it all out, because it's coming so many different angles. Okay, so let's just try to do the right thing and get together and smile at one another and change somebody else's day and you know, love our people more every day. Like our brother said, we need to do more of what we got to do. I mean, it has to happen. This is just really, I mean, I was reading Atlanta. They said the police is not getting ready to chase nobody that committed a crime.
Say that again. The police is getting ready to do what now?
They said they would not chase anybody else if they committed a crime. They're not running. You know, if it's a robbery or you've been attacked, they're not. They said it's in the paper. They said they're not getting ready to chase nobody else. They put in some kind of ordinance or whatnot that they can't chase people. So you know, it's getting ready to go crazy. And you just got to make choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is powerful, man. I mean, look at here. This is serious business. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, and it's happening right in your face. It's happening right in your face.
That's why we must have patience. We must have patience and wait on the Most High. We really do. We must have patience. And, you know, his first four commandments are to him. The last six pertaining to our brethren, how we treat each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
When I say men, I mean all of us, men and women.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very different time. I'm telling you the truth. It's a very different time. When you look at the powers that be and the people who rule the world today, it is a very different time. It's getting ready to get very interesting. Very interesting. I'm so glad that Yah has created an exit strategy for us. I'm just telling you, I'm so glad about it. You know, I hope it all ends up the way it's supposed to end up, and I'm so glad about it. Woo, like you said, patiently waiting. And then when it happens, it's just going to happen. And the next thing you look up, we're going to be wherever it is that he has us to be, wondering, wow, it finally happened. Go from there. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Well, guess what, people? It's time for the show to end. I don't want to, but we got to get ready to go to work for the next week. We'll be back here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will be on our Genesis, the chapter of Genesis in the Bible, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number for that is going to be 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039-POUND. Again, the phone number is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. That's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be back on that call again on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. And then we'll be back on that call on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Brother Urash Shalom, if you want to give the information for the men's call for Tuesday, whenever you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be having a men's call as usual. The number for that call is 720-820-1215. We'll be starting that call promptly at 7:30, last to 8:30 or whenever the conversation is concluded. But once again, the number is 720-820-1215.
All right. On that note, everybody, I want you to have a wonderful rest of your week. Pray for us. Pray for Sister Lavia's mom, Sister Apion, them in their time of loss. Don't forget that PayPal information that I gave you for Sister Apion's family. It's M as in Michael, E as in Edward, U as in Umbrella, K as in Kite, O as in Oscar, H as in Harry at gmail.com. I'm going to do it one more time. M as in Michael, E as in Edward, O as in Oscar, K as in Kimberly, U as in Umbrella, H as in Harry at gmail.com. And that's the PayPal information for her family. If you guys are interested in sending something, please feel free to do so. We will be mailing a condolence card off tomorrow for the funeral. We're going to be sending it to the church. So if anyone wants to donate anything, please feel free to do so. And on that note, everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. And shalom, shalom. And we'll see you back soon. Shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining
us. Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.